Welcome to the Smooth Side of Jazz on KKRN Bella Vista 88.5 FM, listener-supported community radio. I am happy to report this evening that all my past shows have been archived and are now available 24/7 on the internet at kkrn.org. Scroll down to local shows to our Smooth Jazz logo. Click on that for access to all our shows. Also under the black headline, if you click the blue, the Smooth Side of Jazz, you will find a show description. Feedback on a new show is crucial to understanding what you like or don't like so that I might tailor the show to your needs. I would love to hear from you at my email at smoothside@kkrn.org. I am also happy to report Smooth Jazz to be alive and well. For the past 2 weekends, the 31st Annual Catalina Island Jazz Festival with 30 fantastic smooth jazz stars concluded on a highly successful note. Folks flew in from all over the country and boated the last 26 miles across the sea to hear great shows in a fantastic setting at the Avalon Casino on the edge of the ocean. The first weekend, Thursday through Sunday, sold out entirely, and the second weekend was close. Oddly, the casino has never been used for gambling. William Wrigley Jr., Chicago chewing gum magnate, bought a controlling interest in Santa Catalina Island Company in 1919, sight unseen. He had a beautiful casino that is as high as a 12-story building, built in 1929. It has been used for many purposes. Movie studio tycoons such as Cecil B. DeMille, Louis B. Mayer, and Samuel Goldwyn frequently came by yacht to the casino to preview their latest cinema productions. It is a wonderful setting for smooth jazz. Tonight's Artists of Smooth Jazz segment will look at the music and career of superstar Rick Braun, certainly considered to be one of the greatest trumpeters and flugelhorn players of his generation. As with many great musicians, he became interested in music and started to play early in life, at age 8 in his case. At one point he considered a career in medicine, but would have never been able to abandon his love of music. In the 1970s, he attended the prestigious Eastman School of Music. While there, he became a member of the jazz fusion band Oracle. After 2 LPs, the group disbanded, and in the 1980s, Braun turned to songwriting, scoring a hit with REO Speedwagon's Here With Me. He also worked as a studio and touring musician with Natalie Cole, Tom Petty, Sade, Rod Stewart, Tina Turner, and others. Rick Braun soon returned his focus to contemporary jazz. In 1993, he released his solo debut album, Intimate Secrets. After touring with Sade, he released Nightwalk in 1994 and then really hit it big with Beat Street in 1995. Here's Club Harlem with guest Peter White from that album. Thank you. By 1996, Rick Braun had continued to craft his own distinctive sound and become a staple of smooth jazz. His popularity snowballed with the release of the album Body and Soul. Let's listen to his chart topper, Notorious, from that album that helped him to become a 2-time winner of the Smooth Jazz Artist of the Year Award. Rick Braun has now released around 20 smooth jazz albums. Ron has collaborated with many of the brightest stars in contemporary jazz, including Kirk Whalum, Norman Brown, Peter White, Dave Cause, Boney James, and Brian Culbertson. In week 5 of this program, we discussed his work as part of the group BWB. Lately, he has combined with Richard Elliott and Norman Brown to be part of the group West Coast Jam that gave a very spirited performance Sunday night, the first week of the recent Catalina Jazz Festival. Some of Rick Braun's more notable albums include Shake It Up with Boney James, Yours Truly, R&R with Richard Elliott, Can You Feel It, and early this year, Around the Horn. 8 of his songs have hit Billboard's number 1, and 17 have reached the top 10. In a past week, we have already played his latest number 1, We Don't Talk Anymore, from the album Around the Horn. Here's another of his number 1s, Back to Back, from Can You Feel It. You are listening to KKRN 88.5 FM, listener-supported community radio, operated entirely by listener-supported volunteers that donate their time. We are happy to have you as a listener. Rick Braun has hosted an annual New Year's Eve event for almost a decade that benefits autism. His daughter is autistic, and Braun has made it a mission to bring awareness to this affliction. Here is another number one from his illustrious career. This is the title track from the album R&R, done with Richard Elliott. For some time, I have heard the quote that life without music would be a mistake. I feel certain Rick Braun shares that philosophy. Here's what he said in an interview. "For me, music is not just about going out touring and making a living. Music has always been a source of joy, almost a therapy. When things are not going right or when I'm not feeling right about myself, if I can get into my studio and make some music and dig into that world, it always makes me feel better. It is an absolute pleasure seeing the joy that it brings to others. I love every moment of it." An artist that feels so deeply about his music deserves that we play one more of his number one hits. This is Get Up and Dance from the album Can You Feel It? Next week, join me for a look at the second of three of my current favorite artists as we look at the music and career of guitarist Peter White. We already had a sample of his work on the first song I played tonight, Club Harlem. Before we look at this week's Billboard Top 3 in Smooth Jazz, let's celebrate Halloween with a song from Denver-based Dot Serrell. This group has their own club in Denver called Jazz Jacks, where they continue to draw large audiences. The band has also crisscrossed the country performing their exciting brand of jazz at many of the major jazz festivals, including the first weekend of the recent Catalina Island Jazz Festival. To get us in the mood, here is their song, The Green Goblin. You are listening to KKRN 88.5 FM, listener-supported community radio, operated entirely by listener-supported volunteers that donate their time. Donations are appreciated and can be made at our website at kkrn.org. We are happy to have you as a listener and thank you for your help. Time for a look at the Billboard Top 3 Songs in Smooth Jazz. This week's number 3 is from that fantastic new August 25th release from Najee's album, Poetry in Motion, that we have been playing songs from in past weeks of this program on our new releases page. Najee combines with the British band Incognito for Billboard's number 3, Let's Take It Back. Number two for a second straight week is the really fine guitar duet from Paul Brown and Chris Standring from the album One Way Back. Number two is Piccadilly Circus. September 1st, Boney James released the fabulous album Honestly. For the second straight week, his song TikTok from that album tops the charts at number one.
Thank you.
Next, we have the absolute latest in smooth jazz on our new releases page. Let's start with the guitar of Norman Brown. He just finished playing the Catalina Island Jazz Festival with our featured artist this week, Rick Braun, as part of the group West Coast Jam. From his latest album, Let It Go, an April release, we have It Keeps Coming Back. You have been listening to The Smooth Side of Jazz on KKRN Bella Vista 88.5 FM, listener-supported community radio. This is Don Cooper, your host. It has been a pleasure to have you on board, and I sincerely thank you for listening and hope you will return next week for more great music and a look at the career of guitarist Peter White. Please stay tuned for Pamela Spoto and Late Night Poetry Jam immediately following our conclusion. It seems appropriate that we lead into that program with one more new release from the August 25th Najee album, Poetry in Motion. This is Noche Romantica.